when you get the bone looking the way it does, that's what's up.
That's what she said. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what she said.
You get the bone with the grizzle on there, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if she liked the grizzle though.
She ain't throwing the grizzle?
So Dave, to reiterate, you over there cooking pork chops, you said?
I got my cast iron skillet, right? And okay. I got pork chops in the skillet, right? But after I cook it semi, I got this new marinade that I'm going to throw into the broiler and let that get off in there, you know, and saute that just a little bit, you know what I mean?
Did you poke holes in it before you know what I'm saying, did your whatnots?
Poke holes. What do you mean by poking holes, nigga?
In your pork chops. So it's
poke
way
holes
or
poke holes.
So it seeps in.
No, these they're not that thick. You know, so you don't got to worry about
even
that.
Even if it ain't thick, you still should poke it.
And only certain occasions you get the poke status.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. Well, I'm glad to have you on, JD.
It's been a minute, ain't it?
Where you been?
Man,
you almost got fired. No, that's right.
Catching up on sleep. I'm a new man at this point.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you. You caught up on that rest?
Yeah, man. I'm a brand new person at this point. It was rough for a while there, but I'm good. I'm back in the game. I'm happy to be on tonight, man.
Cool.
You know you almost got fired, right?
Yeah, probably. That's cool.
I almost burnt myself. You was this close.
Wow.
If you can see what I'm talking about here, you know you can't see me. But you can hear the sizzle. That sizzle means using the chopping block.
Damn.
You hear that?
You ain't gotta worry about it, JD, because Dave is all steak and no sizzle.
That's actually Jeff because he likes his steak well done, like a Neanderthal.
Hey man, it is what it is, and it be what it be, as you would say.
You need to teach you.
Spell it, Dave. Spell it, Nick.
E T I K.
What?
Etiquette.
Etiquette.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was your new rap name.
Etiquette. Can I bust?
Ooh. That sounds like a personal problem. So do we have our story? Like I said, for our stories tonight, I mean, I got a couple of one-hitter quitters that I can get off.
Yeah, I got some stuff too. So whenever
Dave, you got a couple of whatnots?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, I know we all want to watch the game, obviously too. So
right.
What that blowout status is going to be? Even though I'm a diehard fan, I know what's going to happen.
Ooh, you think the Bears will get blown out?
Man, our defense got the fucking Arena Football League squad out there right now, man.
In case you didn't know, you're now listening to the Jump Off Podcast.
Yeah, you know.
JD.
Pre-show, full show.
Yeah, JD, that dude named Dave, yours truly, Blacksmith. You know what it is.
You know what it is. You know how we do.
Yeah, before we get started, JD,
We already started, the dude.
We already started? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd be a monkey bluff nut. Whoa. But, you said you
hard
well
times.
Rested now? Yeah, it's hard times. You well rested now? You know, you got your Steven Spielberg on? Steven Spielberg,
yeah.
Nigga?
Yeah. I'm good with being Steven Spielberg for a while, so.
Shout out to JD, Four Till Bellator. He is now a movie maker, so next up is the Jump Off movie?
Hey, I'm really down to make that one.
Hey, the real life story is about it. It's like a TLC movie, but like could you imagine that one?
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Because you know, I'd be like the left eye of the crew. Hopefully, I don't die.
Call you left nut.
Left nut.
Yeah, left nut.
Dave left nut Jordan.
Hey, I gotta be real with you real fast before we get started. Really, really started. I was watching the last episode, right? And he was walking back to the dressing room, and his back was turned. I had to pause it because I was doing something. And Nicole saw that, and she was like, "You over there watching some gay porn on the computer? Why is there a butt naked white man on your computer?" I was like, nah, that's what JD was working on. You know, it's the documentary he did. Obviously, butt naked white dude is back. I was like, oh shit, I gotta tell JD about this and what kind of trouble he got me in watching this shit.
Sorry.
You remember that scene? He was walking back, you know, and his back was turned with a little corridor. Yeah, she had jokes for days on that one.
That is hilarious, man. Set you
Wait.
Up.
Oh, yeah, we can't talk about it here. What's the shit up in the thing, right?
For me?
Yeah. That's
afterwards, okay.
Yeah. We don't want to drop that.
Don't drop that
exclusive.
I don't want to stoke those flames.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble yet.
Hilarious. So how we want to kick this off?
Count it down, and then I could go first with my stuff since it's kind of slightly dated, you know.
Okay, I have some Halloween.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Spit the hot music. Oh, I'm about to sing the L. Cool J. My bad.
Mm-hmm. I got some Halloween type stuff too, JD. So I'll go after you.
Cool.
Hey, no reason to count that shit down, man. Just go in.
Just go in.
Hey, sometimes you got to go ahead first.
Sometimes you just can't warn them. You just got to go ahead and just do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like bam, surprise them. Like
At this point, I guess the tip is already in. So you.
Yep.
Tip's already wet.
Might as well start moving.
Yeah, might as well start stroking it down. I'll be stroking.
I hope this isn't someone's first time listening to the show.
This is not usually how we kick it off, but
that's all right. Kind of like this though.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You know what I'm saying? It's not formal. You know.
Right. Yeah, you know, hearing someone cooking pork chops in the background.
You know.
You know the grizzle.
You know what? You already know what it is.
Yeah, that's what's up.
According to podcast, real as Dave would say, real rap raw.
Real rap raw. Like in my Kevin Hart, on my grind, in the kitchen, cooking pork chops, what not. Are you ready to eat? You niggas ready to eat?
All right, what you got, JD?
Man, Do you want to get some particulars at least?
Oh, yeah.
a little bit? It's a little particular?
Jeff acting brand new.
Well, you can check us out like you always do on Facebook. You can search for the Jump Off Podcast. We're on there heavy. The email address is thejumpoffpodcast@yahoo.com. And this is what we do. We podcast. We, as John would say, we talk shit and swallow spit. That's kind of sound kind of sick, but that's what he would say.
Or like Kanye say, I'd rather be a dick than a swallower.
Yeah, all that type of thing.
Yeah.
But, if you want to get at me, just get on Facebook. That's pretty much, you know, how I get down. JD to the motherfucking D, any particulars you want to drop?
Yeah, you can get at me on Facebook, too. Just do a search for Jeremy JD Dorsey. I'm not too particular about the people I add unless you're a weirdo, so... Yeah, that's about it.
Can you sound more enthusiastic about it? Like, I mean, you sound really excited right now.
I am, man. I'm getting into my mode because I'm about to hit y'all with some real serious stories right now, man.
New serious stories? No.
Yeah, super serious. This is ridiculously serious right now, man.
And that dude, any particulars you want to leave?
Shout out particularly? Shout out to Deshaun Bizzle. You know, we had some difficulty trying to get on the show the other week, but, you know, it is what it is, so... He's back on the grind again, doing his thing. Family first. Shout out to him. He threw a jab at Reach Around Radio. Don't know if you saw that on Facebook. Yeah, I said it. Because some white dude had his own show with the same logo.
Are you serious?
Deshaun was like, that looks very similar. I was like, yeah, I've seen that shit before. Some white dude, if you go to Deshaun Bizzle's Facebook page, you will see this white dude with the Reach Around logo.
Mm.
And they calling us the thieves.
That's fucked up.
Hell yeah.
For those who don't know, we went to war a couple years ago, a year ago. I forget
how it
was.
We had podcast war, so.
Yeah, we were talking, we survived.
Pod beef.
Remember, I wanted to start podcast beef and y'all wouldn't let me. It was off the air, people. Y'all didn't hear it. I wanted podcast beef so bad.
Yeah, you wanted to go and all in, dog.
I didn't care. I was like, I'm a soldier, nigga. That's what soldiers do. I was like Cameron from Paid in Full. Wow. What's the point of having soldiers if you don't use them?
No doubt. JD, since we both have the things that are a little bit dated, we can go back and forth, and then Dave can kick off his stuff.
All right, yeah, my story is only about a few days old. My couple of stories. So yeah, whatever y'all want to do.
Cool.
All right. Well, if I'm gonna start it off, like I said, it was gonna be super serious. I was totally lying about that, but
oh, you bastard!
What I want to talk about was getting everyone's feel on a few Halloween costumes that people used over this past Halloween, and whether it's inbounds or out of bounds. Some of them are from celebrities. Some of them are just regular people, but. Just want to know if you guys think it's okay or if it's wrong. So my first one, I guess we can switch to Jeff after this one too, but, my first one is one Mr. Conrad Murray of, Michael Jackson, accidental death. Overdosing thing.
Before we get started, Jenny, do you want to do like a 5-minute one on this since we're doing the clock this time?
Doing no clocks, that dude. We just no going, clock? Man. Nope.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Continue, motherfucker.
We just laid back, but we can't be on too long.
Okay. I'm sorry. Continue, motherfucker.
All right, we got 20. We got approximately 26 minutes of the game start.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Conrad Murray. Everybody knows who he is.
No, I don't know who he is.
The doctor who took care of Michael Jackson and
who
helped him to end up in the grave eventually.
Wait, Michael's dead?
Yeah, he gone. He gone.
What? No! Mike's dead? Stop playing!
Welcome to 2013, Dave.
You've talked about this on the show, Dave.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Continue.
Conrad Murray went to a Halloween party over the Halloween holiday or whatever, and he dressed up as a monkey, like a big giant monkey.
Nice.
And he was apparently like climbing in trees and hanging from trees and posing for pictures and all sorts of shit. So I just want to know, do you guys think that was inbounds or out of bounds?
I personally think that was inbounds because that nigga a monkey anyway.
He was just showing respect for Michael. I mean, Bubbles was his best friend for how long? And Bubbles is a monkey? He was just showing his respect that he loved that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Michael was his home dog to the day he killed him. And so what better way to pay homage than to dress up like his best friend for years besides Macaulay Culkin and Emmanuel Lewis? Yeah, monkey status.
Yeah, I just think that nigga was is doing him and being himself. So, in his case, he gets a pass because, like I said, that nigga is a monkey. So, monkey see, monkey do.
You a hater.
Personally, I feel like that's just, it's too much. I don't understand what's up with celebrities, or at least certain celebrities nowadays. And I kind of think about a situation like OJ where he was... you know, after he had gotten away with murder, pretty much, he was still having a relatively high profile and eventually got caught up on some other shit. But if I was Conrad Murray and I was able to, you know, do a little bit of jail time and get out and stuff, man, you would never hear from me again. I go on somebody's remote island and not associate with anybody. I cut my hair off. I changed my face so that nobody knew who I was. And I would totally lay low. And I just don't get how these people are like, why is he even willing to do that when you know that the cameras are following you and you know that people are waiting for you to do something crazy? So, yeah, if that was me, I would have no parts of that.
JD, really?
Yeah, man.
I mean, if I caught a case and I beat that case, I'm going to be in Front Street. I'm going to be all up in your face. I'm like, yeah, I'm out of this fat boy here. Look at me, huh? Yeah, I'm a monkey. I'm a monkey. I'm out of jail. Look at me. For real. Skip this low-key shit. I'm a free man. I'm going to let everybody know I'm free.
Nah. I look at situations like that and I cringe because if you've already sort of gotten away with something and you're just willing to put it all out there and, you know, that there's at least publicly there should be some sort of, you know, he should still be remorseful about the situation. Or at least I feel like he should be. Maybe he doesn't have to be like personally, but I just wouldn't choose to spend my time dressed up in a monkey costume, hanging from a tree and, you know, posing for pictures and shit like it's, you know, like everything is cool when it, obviously it ain't sweet.
Hey, I'd be a monkey posing from trees. I'd better that than being in fucking a 6x7 with beefcake trying to fuck you in the ass.
A beefcake.
Oh, beefcakes.
Yeah, you know, that dude name could be Beefcake who you assaulted with while he was locked up temporarily, you know, right, during the trial. You know, so hey, I'd be a monkey.
Let me jump to one more. And like I said, I have four of these, but I can jump to one more, and then we can switch to Jeff, and then I can come back and give some more. But there was another one by this actress/dancer by the name of Julianne Hough. I don't know if you guys have watched Dancing with the Stars or seen any of the movies that she's been in, but she's a super attractive actress, young actress, too.
Yeah, look her up. Julianne Hough.
Yeah, Julianne, and it's spelled H-O-U-G-H.
Okay.
But she decided to dress as a character from the TV show Orange is the New Black. Have any of you guys seen that yet?
Orange is the New Black? No.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black. It's a prison show that's on Netflix. It's sort of like the female version of Oz, but it's not, you know, nearly as hardcore, but it's still a view of women in prison.
A female version of Oz? Oh, I'm going on Netflix as soon as we get done recording.
Yeah, it has her in it. It has the tall redhead chick from That 70s Show. She's in it. Within the first, 5 minutes of the show, you get to see her naked, too, and I was surprised at that. So, yeah, you know, I was excited about that. But anyway, this young lady, Julianne Hough, decided to be one of the characters along with her friends. So, of course, the character that she decided to be is a character by the name of Crazy Eyes, and she's a black woman, so she decided to wear blackface as she was portraying this character. So I just wanted to get you guys feeling on a white woman decided to don blackface on Halloween, and if you guys feel that was in bounds or out of bounds.
I will say it's out of bounds, but not for the fact that she did blackface, you know, from a racial standpoint. I would say it's out of bounds because white folks doing blackface is played now. Been there, done that, get mad about it, forgave it. It is what it is. Keep it pushing. That's how I feel about it. She needs to get out some other shit. Brownface or something like that.
Yeah, blackface.
I think that's kind of brownface. I think that's it looked like she had an extra tan. I'll post the article in the chat so y'all can check it out. But
I'm looking at her now. She's like a brown Miley Cyrus.
Oh, really?
I like her kinda. Eyes though, man. Her eyes are sick. But
yeah. Okay. Yeah, that blackface shit is played, in my opinion. But go ahead, that dude.
I was gonna say, like, I don't know how many of these you got, JD, but is it me or was a lot of white people being blackface this year for Halloween? I mean, when was it okay for these little white people? Well, I mean, honestly, it's the white girls too. You know, majority of these are these little white girls, teeny boppers. It's okay to be blackface.
It's because we live in a post-racial society, Dave.
You keep saying it's post-racial society, and okay. I'm still trying to find out when is it going to be post-racial.
Personally, I don't really have a problem with it, and I sort of feel like how you feel, Blacksmith, because it's just like I've been there, I've done that. You know, I got upset about it initially, you know, when it happened 4,800 times ago. But now it's almost like there's so many things that almost don't even matter anymore. Like somebody was asking me the other day about, you know, the N-word controversy, I guess. And is it okay now for white people to use the N-word and all that type of stuff? And I told her, honestly, I was like, you know what? At this point, I don't even care. I'm so numb to the word that it doesn't matter if a white monkey decided to use the word. It really wouldn't matter to me. It's just a word. I'm tired of people.
You call a white monkey, JD?
Yes, I do. I'm tired of people putting so much power in words and stuff, and letting words dominate and control their mind and their attitude. So at this point for me, it don't matter. You can call me whatever, and it's not gonna faze me.
Wow, you cool with a white person say, "Hey, what's going on, nigger?"
No.
This ain't gonna faze you. You just said that.
No, I'm saying that. I'm not saying that I'm gonna be like, oh, it's all good. Like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, I'm not gonna be all like, what?
You need to be a little bit more clear. You're saying you don't care, so I just said, hey, you're cool.
I'm not saying I'm saying that if somebody decides to use it, I'm not gonna be livid and angry. And
so what is it then, JD? You're cool. You're not cool. What is it then?
I'm not gonna crush somebody. I might tell them that, you know, I don't like that, and I don't use the word, but I'm not gonna base
that's
it.
That's all. You're just gonna be like, I don't like that. Stop.
Yeah, and be like, everybody needs to not use this word or this phrase, man. It really don't matter to me. Like, especially now, it's also kind of different because if somebody came at me and was saying it like, you know, what up, nigga? Like, that's different. As opposed to somebody saying you fucking nigger or you fucking nigger, like that's different to me.
You sound like an old high school girl. No, stop, don't.
Whoa.
What?
That came out of nowhere.
When I was in high school, you know how the girls all be meek and then they want it but they really don't want it. Be like, no, stop, don't. That's what you sound like right now, JD.
I don't get that correlation.
You know about the niggas. You know, he's like, hey, you know. Forget it. If you don't understand, then you will never understand.
Ricky, I have a Halloween related story as well too.
Okay,
I'm gonna get you guys' opinion on. So
I love you, JD. No homo.
You ain't gonna say nothing after that, man.
It's all good.
I love you, JD, but I'll just leave it at that.
I think if Dave, anything is the reason that I don't care about the N word is because of Dave. He's called so many other things that I could get mad about that the N word doesn't even matter anymore.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a compliment or a backhand disrespect there. I don't know there.
Just sneak dissed you.
Yeah, he sneaked one in on me. I don't know what to say here right now. I got to think about that one for a second. Continue, Jeff.
That's hilarious. So, a student at a Highland Park High School, a black guy, he dressed up as Jesus for Halloween and went to school. And he got called to the principal's office, and they, you know, wanted him to remove the outfit. And he explained that he had just recently got saved and everything, and that was his way of, you know, paying homage and saluting his Lord and Savior. He dressed up as Jesus. Keep in mind that there were people who were dressed up as Moses. They came to school the same day, didn't get any beef or anything like that, any flack. But him being Jesus, he, you know, got called to the principal's office. They, like I said, were considering having him take his uniform off or his costume off, but they reconsidered and basically let him resume wearing it after he kind of pleaded his case. So I want to know, in you guys' opinion, should it be okay to dress up as Jesus at high school? It's not a private school, it's a public school. Is Jesus okay as a costume, in you guys' opinion?
Well, you said people were like Moses. You got to look at this, though, Jeff. Moses was an alcoholic and a drunk. You know, so people ain't going to take Moses seriously.
Okay.
Even though he built the ark. You know, I'm going to school y'all some little religious-fied stuff. And my man was getting in like how you be getting the Svetna, you know what I mean? So
the Svetka?
Yeah.
You know? Svetna.
Whatever it is.
Sound like one of your exes. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, probably. You know, but when it comes to Jesus, you know, Jesus Cristo, people take that serious. I don't care if you get saved or not. You know, people be like, nah, you can't be Jesus, man. You know, so I don't have a big deal about it. But, you know, some people are. They're going to be religified, you know, and be like, you can't do that. You can't be like Jesus. And you're like, hey, I am being like Jesus. Pun intended.
In the words of Kanye, I am a God.
Ooh.
That's what Ye said.
Yes, he did. Jesus. Y'all going to the concert?
No, I would like to, but no, I'm going to pass. K-Dot opening for him, but it's going to be a good show, but I'll pass. What are your thoughts, JD?
Yeah, what do you think,
JD? I don't understand why somebody was upset about it.
Yeah.
Like, it sort of relates to like the next few stories that I have too. And it's just like all this stuff is so subjective. Like people get upset about certain things, and other shit is okay. It's so confusing, man. Like, I can understand why people who aren't, like, I think being a minority, we're all extra in tune with what is, like, offensive to people. Or at least, I'm gonna speak for myself. I don't know about y'all, but I'm gonna speak for myself. I think that I'm in tune with what is offensive to people, and I try not to be offensive to people. But I think that some people who haven't been in, under the microscope, sort of, so to speak, like black people are, and, you know, haven't had to analyze things like black people have had to, sort of, they sort of don't get it, and they don't understand why something might be offensive, and they don't necessarily look at it in the same way, and they, you know, they might think it's a joke, and they might take it, you know, lightheartedly, but, you know, it still can cut to some people, and it can still, you know, be offensive to people. So yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with dressing up as Jesus, even if he was, I mean, maybe it'd be different if he was like weed smoking Jesus, or, you know, like drunk Jesus or something like that. And
right,
that'd be funny.
Then he'd just be blasphemous for Halloween.
Well, you know what Jay-Z said, right? It's only entertainment.
You keep saying random shit tonight, Dave, but yeah, I remember him saying that.
Amen. You know what I mean? Hey, it's Jesus, you know, shout out to the Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Give it up for Jesus.
Yes.
If you can't get up for Jesus, who can you give it up for?
And if you Muslim, shout out to the Prophet.
You know what I'm saying? Muhammad.
The Almighty.
Yeah.
Because they believe Jesus is not the one, but they believe he's the Prophet. So if you Muslim, you know, shout out to the Prophet. If you Christian, shout out to your Lord and Savior. If you believe in the Trinity, shout out to God. Whoa, okay. I got quiet on that one.
JD, you got another one. I got one more too.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give my last two interesting outfits for Halloween real quick. One woman decided to go to her office, dressed up as a Boston Marathon bombing.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that was my story, so, man.
Sorry, Dave.
This is what happens. We don't do pre-production.
We did live pre-production tonight.
Yes, we did. Well, you go ahead and you own it now, JD.
But, no, I mean, all it is she decided to show up at her job, and she had on a 5K shirt or whatever, and it had, like, the running bib and, like, big old, like, wounds on her leg, and her head had a little bit of blood dripping down from it. Like, let me see if this says where. Okay, she was in Michigan. So if that was in Boston, I don't think she would ever be doing that. But since she was in Michigan, I can see how she maybe thought it would be okay. But, yeah, that's probably in poor taste. I don't think I would – personally, I wouldn't make fun of somebody who died, you know, and or got injured in a tragic sort of situation like that. I don't think that's in good taste. What do you guys think?
Before I say what I'm going to say, I would like to say, you know, rest in peace to the people who lost their lives. So I'm going to make a joke about this. Rest in peace to people who lost their lives, and it was definitely a tragic event.
True.
Her particular costume was wrong because a marathon is not a 5K. So, she fucked up.
You got her on technicality.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that was all wrong.
You're really gonna go there.
Hey,
I'm like, how you feel morally though, Blackson.
Not a marathon is not really? A 5K.
Really, Jeff? Really?
Morally, that's totally fucked up, and she would have called a fair one if I was there.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, really. She would have called a fair one, man. Especially if I had family who lost their lives in that. Hell yeah.
And your only thought process on this one is it's not really a marathon. Then what do you call a 5K then, Mr. Technicality?
5K is 3.1 miles. Ask JD. He's running before.
Yes, sir.
I asked you the distance. I said, what do you call it then?
Oh, a marathon? She should have said, you know what? I'm not even going to say what she should have did.
No, you started. You might as well finish it.
You're not gonna bait me into that. I'm done. I just said
I'm just asking a question. Why can't you answer it?
That was wrong. And that's it. She was wrong on two fronts, I'll put it like that. Morally and literally. Morally first.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you look at the whole article, JD, but she got her ass fired because of that bullshit.
Yeah, and one person put on somebody responded on the comments for the story. It says, wow, she has kids. Will she put them in bloodied Sandy Hook t-shirts?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Man. Well, you know, she got fired. They went on her Twitter account, right? And she actually posted her driver's license. Who does some dumb shit like that? I'll tell you how bright this girl is. So they found her address and then basically went to her crib and has been doing all kinds of stuff like Steve Bartman status to her house.
Damn.
You know, so that should tell you what kind of person we're dealing with here who posts their driver's license. Their driver's license on Twitter, on social media. So we're dealing with a dumbass white girl. who don't know no better. Right? So I think we should give the girl some flack. Okay? Give the girl some flack.
So you want to give her the benefit of the doubt because she's white, Dave?
She's white, she's naive. They've been getting it for years. Might as well keep it going right now, you know?
Shit. Hey, all right.
She's white and she's naive.
And on top of that, too, she's like the type of girl that JD would probably smash. So if I was back in my drunken state, she might get the LD as well. So, you know, she's listening.
The LD.
The LD.
The
L Dizzle. Right, I was about to say that. So, you know, so she's listening. You know, we don't take no harm to, you know, we know you dumb and don't know no better. So you ready to apologize, ready for the Dizzle, just holler at the jump off crew and your boy that dude, and, you know, I'll be forgiven.
Dave, you hit her in the marathon outfit, wouldn't you?
Oh.
lay a few towels down so I don't get my room dirty.
Oh. Oh, man. All right, my last one is another mom who decided to do a, I guess, help her sons have an outfit. And one of her sons decided to dress up as George Zimmerman in a Trayvon, and he has a shirt that says Neighborhood Watch.
Nice.
And the other son dressed in full blackface with a hoodie and a big ass gunshot wound on the chest. And of course, he was Trayvon Martin. So,
even more nice.
Yeah, so needless to say, that sparked a lot of controversy, and the woman actually got fired from her job because of it. So, yeah. Just want to know
the moral of the story, JD, is if you dress like a dumbass, you get fired from your job. So for people next year for Halloween, don't be a dick or a dumbass. You will lose your job.
Yeah.
And if you ain't got a job, then hell.
Yeah, I think that happened as far as the whole firing thing, because that shit is too immediate. That's still kind of in the moment, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
It's still fresh in people's minds. Because I personally think, I mean, first of all, morally it's fucked up and it's wrong, and I disagree with that one as well, too. But if it happened 2 or 3 years from now, it wouldn't be as much of a backlash. You know how, because you know how we move here.
Yeah, and it's just like those, just like the people who decided to dress up as the Penn State guy. See, that shows where it's at because I can't remember his name.
Sandusky?
Yeah, Sandusky.
Yeah, we was heavy on Sandusky a couple years ago.
Yeah, and I mean, I see, like, all I can say is it's not up to me to judge whether it's poor taste or not, but I will say that I wouldn't do it. Like, you know, like, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's poor taste, and I think it's poor taste, but I, you know, I can't be the definitive word on that, but I would never dress up in something like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, JD?
Nah, I'm good on that. I'm not trying to make fun of that. I might talk shit about him on the show, but I wouldn't even do that. Like, there's no way that I'd be, like, laughing at the Trayvon Martin situation in any way.
Yeah. There's got to be lines that you got to draw when it comes to shit talking and then shit acting.
Right.
Whatever you want to call it. There's got to be that line in the sand that says, you know what? I can't do this one. I got to hold back.
And this is coming from the jump off, and you know, if you listen to our archives, there's very few things that we don't touch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right. From Helen Keller to Hitler, you know what I'm saying?
Helen Keller, that's just funny. What'd you say, Helen?
Oh, my
God. Exactly. See, you laughing right now, Bless. That is just funny, Helen Keller. I know she was deaf and blind, you know, but... You know, how did she become world-renowned for being deaf and blind? That's like a miracle. That's why we got to talk about her. But Trayvon, no, we can't touch that one. You know, nah.
Yeah, that's, may he rest in peace as well. That's,
yeah.
Wow, man. But folks, I mean, you know, when folks do stuff like that, they do know also there's going to, you know, I think some of them know it's going to cause shock value and they're going to be in the press and the media, and they'll get their 5 minutes of fame and have people like the jump off talking about them. So, mission accomplished.
Yeah, and blowback.
Blowback. Should I go on the mind, JD?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Police in Italy, one day before Halloween this happened, they were doing a random search of this woman's house because they had a call about some mysterious something going on there, and they found 20 dead black cats in their freezer. And they were not sure if it was going to be used for food because she had pythons and some other exotic animals, or if it was some type of voodoo or voodun, as Jeremy would know.
Voodoo, voodun, voodun, voodoo, voodoo.
So,
or about voodoo didn't.
But yeah, so they found 20 dead black. They were specifically black cats frozen, and it was not in, you know, shout out. It wasn't in Asia. No disrespect. It was in Italy. So yeah, what you guys think she was using those for? And then she did have those, like I said, those exotic animals who eat weird shit. So you think it was used for that or for some voodoo?
Well, even if she was in Italy, was she Italian, actually? Was she a woman living in Italy?
She might have been a Chinese-Italian.
Yeah, she could have been opening up a Chinese restaurant and get, I mean, that's a lot of stock of, you know, meat right there, cat meat, you know what I mean? You know, if you're trying to build a shop, you got to get, you know, your inventory together. You know, rice is cheap. You can get all the rice you want, but that meat can be expensive, you know, unless you get about a bulk load. But what better way than just getting a whole bunch of cats and just letting them bad boys marinate in the freezer, so when it's time to get down and dirty, it was some cat fried rice, it's going down.
Some of that feline, some of that tabby fried rice, huh?
That Mongolian feline.
Oh. It's the cat's meow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, hey, she's just trying to get her inventory up, man. Don't be mad at her.
Yeah, I'm not. There was black cats, too.
Well, you know, black cats, white cats, brown cats, whatever it is, they use them all in China. Whoa. Damn and dogs.
Damn.
JD?
Yes, they do use them in all sorts of different places. whatever she was using them for, I don't know. It just sounds weird to have one specific type of cat that you were collecting and freezing.
And what is the significance of 20?
Right.
Well, it's not Blackjack 21.
maybe they called her before she got
there. Literally, Blackjack.
Yeah, Black Cat 21.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Blackjack. In the article, you know, do they talk about any sexual references, innuendos?
No, they don't talk about anything sexual. Well, they do say she has exotic animals.
Because you'd be surprised.
Because exotic means sex.
Wow.
Because exotic means sex. I like that.
Because you'd be surprised from the stories I read when people are hoarders like that. But, you know, they want variety, you know, when it comes to... it's like necrophilia, but the animal version. What's the difference of that? You know, necrophilia is when you bone a dead body, but what happens when you're doing dead animals?
That's
You didn't think about that, did you? Yeah, you know, that's a lot of pussy.
Literally,
I mean, that's a lot of variety. You know, I mean, the cat's meow is going down.
So I saw a putty cat. 20 putty cats.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's some crazy people out there who like to get their jollies rocked on some crazy ish, and you never know. This woman likes a lot of pussy, literally. So, You need to do a follow-up on that, like an expose, Jeff.
Nah, I'm straight. That's a one and done. Did you have more, JD, or are we on to that dude?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You're good? Jeff, you're good? So it's just me? Little old me's left to talk about some stuff here?
Yes, sir. You got 8 minutes, Dave. Go.
Put me out. I'll make this show go 3 hours, motherfucker.
Seven and a half, Dave.
By yourself. Right. By yourself.
7 minutes and 15 seconds. Let's get her done,
Dave. Can I talk bitches? Do you guys know who Sean Williamson is?
Williamson?
Yeah, Sean Williamson. He's from Tennessee.
No. No idea.
Well, he did something crazy. I don't know if you guys, JD, I know you're married, and Jeff, you were once married once, you know, so I wonder if have you ever done something like that? You know, yeah, I know, that came out kind of the wrong way, but still.
That's all good. It's the truth.
Yeah, you know, he's a Tennessee man who was in love with Yolanda Nicole Jackson. You know how he professed his love?
How did he do that? On a billboard?
Nah, he took it away. He didn't do it like Kanye's status. He didn't go to no billboard. He didn't go to no, you know, stadium and rented, you know, did all that. He went ahead, pulled his pants down, and started masturbating. And on one knee, and then pulled the ring out at the same time.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. On October 24th, this happened. And Murfreesboro, I never heard of this, in Tennessee. Murfreesboro, that's got to be real country part of Tennessee. But it's a black dude, though. You thought it was white for a second. No, it's a brother. You know, he pulled out a purple plastic ring and proposed to her while he was on one knee doing the damn thing to himself.
What was it, plastic?
Cock ring.
Cock ring.
I don't know. I mean... This is his way of, you know, doing certain. He had an obsession with certain things they said, you know. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, JD, you married? Jeff used to be married. Did you do anything that elaborate to get the woman to say yes? Because that's showing love, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's fucking sick, is what it is.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I like to show my love in a lot of ways, but. Those two shouldn't mix together at the same time, you know. It's all right to masturbate, but you shouldn't propose while masturbating. You know?
Right.
Well, let me add too that he just met her like the day before.
Oh damn! Ooh. Yeah, he's somebody need to lock him up because he's dangerous at this point.
Like the commercial.
Oh, he got arrested.
Ricky.
For Ricky.
he got arrested for decent exposure. That's all.
I love that commercial. Sorry, Dave. What you saying?
I said he got arrested for indecent exposure and assault. Because as soon as you whip it out, it's assault, too. I didn't know that. I thought it was indecent exposure, but as soon as you whip it out, it's a wrap. You know, you can catch a case with that one. You know, I'm like, damn. You ain't got to touch the shit with your dick. It's assault. Just let you guys know, just in case you decide to want to put it on the table and show you what you're working with, that's assault, people.
That's fucking damn. Great.
Yeah, I'm posting the jump off group page, so I want everybody to know. You know, he's a young dude. He's only 25 years old, so he ain't like no old perv. This is a young cat.
He knew what he wanted.
Yeah, he knew what he wanted.
He certainly did, didn't he?
Let me stroke you down. You know, so you guys would never do that, though? I mean, like, tonight, you know, you're not going to go to significant others like, hey, baby. Look what I got for you. I got two things, not two chains. Two things.
Two things.
All right. I'm done with that one since you guys said your piece on that one. My last one is, we've talked about it, is a celebrity. He's well known in boxing circles. My man Adrian Broner. He's fighting December 14th against Marcos Medina, defending his welterweight title, which is going to be a big weekend in San Antonio, Texas. But he's not making headlines because the fight was announced. It's no longer on pay-per-view. It's going to be on free Showtime, so give people what they want. We don't got y'all $59 to watch a fight. But if you Google Adrian Broner right now, you're not seeing him fight. You're seeing him beat the pussy up. Because he was having a threesome with two light-skinned hood rats, Raw Dawkins.
Is there such thing as light-skinned hood rats? I was playing.
Rats coming off.
There is now. Wait, you trying to say, Jeff, that light-skinned girls can't be hood rats?
I'm just playing.
Oh, wow. I'm going to post him the jump off, baby, before he's... So, Blacksmith says that light-skinned chicks can't be hood rats.
I didn't say that.
Oh, wow. The dark-skinned chicks going to be mad at you, Jeff.
I didn't say that.
Dark-skinned, the medium-tone girls, the cocoa, the carrots. Oh, yeah. You and done did. Look at you done did. But, yeah.
So, look what you done did.
Yeah. I bring this up because Adrian Broner is, 23, 24 years old. He got four kids by three baby mamas already. And he's having a threesome with no condom. What are you guys' thoughts about that?
I think he's dumb for doing that, you know, based upon the positions that he's in. I know he's in a position to be able to get that at any given time, but he's obviously not thinking long term, no pun intended.
And well, let me ask, in the scene, the one girl was eating the other girl's pussy out while he was fucking the girl, so he was getting it in. Go continue, Jeff.
You know what? Like, the one thing that I wonder, like, okay, everybody knows about the kid issue with having unprotected sex, but it seems like a lot of people are willing to say fuck it as far as, like, the STD issue.
Yeah, that's a bigger issue.
I don't want either of those situations.
Yeah.
Hey, JD, you've had unprotected sex, right? Because you got a daughter.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's why they raw dog. You know how I feel.
I was never out there raw dogging with somebody I don't know or.
I've gone on record saying this before. It is not worth it. It does not feel that good to raw dog like that.
Right. To risk getting.
To risk that. It does not, man. I don't. No way in hell.
Well, JD. Well. Would you consider raw dogging now if you could? You know, like, if you could say, hey, fuck it, I'm just going to go ahead and raw dog so I can't have no more babies. If you have that option, if you couldn't have no more kids, would you just go ahead and just start fucking left and right with no Jimmy Wax?
You already answered that question.
No. No kids to be involved.
We're talking about diseases, man.
It's only 50% of the thing that I'm nervous about.
Just take a pill. You know, they got that stuff now.
Take a pill?
I'm not trying to take the Valtrex. No, I'm good on
it. That makes you get it up. That helps the situation. Yeah. Right?
You must think all you gotta do is take a Z-Pack and you good. It's some real shit out here, my nigga.
Go ahead. Doctor, you know, you get an examination, give you a big fat horse pill, and you back to fucking again.
Yeah, this ain't 1978.
Who told you?
That's how I was back then. It ain't like that now, man.
Oh man, if she looked clean, she'd be all right.
If she looked clean, is that the model you follow, Dave? Is that what you follow?
Don't worry about what I follow. Don't worry about me.
Is that your motto, YOLO nigga?
Don't worry about me. I'm talking about y'all. I'm asking you guys questions.
Well, I've already answered that question. Yeah, so.
And I echo JD's sentiments. I ain't going out like that because it doesn't feel that good.
You sure? What if it's like it's a bomb pussy?
It don't matter. Is it worth dying? But you have to look at it like this, Dave. Is it worth dying for?
No, it's not worth dying. We're all gonna die one day. You don't know if you get hit by a bus tomorrow, or if you die from lung cancer, even though you don't smoke.
Well, it's really fucked up to die from something that you willingly did.
At least you go out with a smile on your face.
Wow. No, odds are you're not. It's not. I don't think anybody has instant death pussy. So you're gonna have to go out like a slow death. Either way.
So if it wasn't the hood rats, you know, he had some randoms. You know, he was knocking out the box, and then right before that, he was fucking Pauly Malignaggi's girlfriend.
Hey, it don't even matter who he fucking. Like, you can get in as much as you want to. Go for it. Like, I have no problem with that. I would just be wrapped up. Like, the hood rats might be bad, but I'm going to be wrapped up while I'm tapping.
Bad, like, meaning, like, bad good?
Yeah, bad.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I mean, because it's good just getting good, but it's bad at the same time, right?
This nigga's confused tonight, man.
Hey, I ain't had JD on for a while. I gotta fuck with him.
Dave, so would you do what Adrian Broner was doing? Answer the question, yes or no, Dave.
It's not about me.
Answer the question, Dave. Would you do that?
It's not about me.
Would you make a dumb mistake like that, Dave?
It's my story. I'm asking y'all the question.
Would you do it, Dave?
What?
Would you do that? Look at him. Look at him.
You can't look at me. We're online.
If you said that you would do that, Dave, we can't be friends anymore.
Damn.
Because I wouldn't respect you, my friend.
Wait a minute. All the things I've said to you?
Yep.
All the disrespect.
That's
that
the deal breaker.
All the shade I've thrown your way. And this one-liner so you would never talk to me ever again?
This is the deal breaker, Dave.
Hey, this is a deal breaker. I figured this stuff I said about a month ago was a deal breaker.
Because this is the bad decisions. These are bad decisions.
People, if you go back to the archives and hear all the stuff I've said back in 2010 alone, like the month of September of 2010, and this is a deal breaker. And if I would deal with Adrian Broner, just wow. Boy, I swear, the balancing scale is a little bit fucked up tonight.
That's it, man. I'm not going to hang out with you anymore.
Wow. JD, are you the same way, too?
I'm not going to break up with you as friends, Dave.
I appreciate that. See, JD's my real road dog. He don't care if I'm being wild, reckless, or being good. He going to still be my friend to the end.
He probably won't give you no dap anymore.
JD would give me some dap, wouldn't you, JD?
With a glove on.
No glove. Raw dog, baby.
Oh. He wants a raw dap.
Raw dap. Like we say, no wrapping up.
Oh, my gosh.
Wrapping up. See, that's messed up, Blackson. Before we end this off, you tell me you're not going to be my friend no more. At least JD be my friend. JD's a real dude.
Yeah, that shows how superficial I am.
This is superficial. I've said some really reckless things in the past, and this is the line in the sand.
Yeah, this is it right here, dog.
Here.
That's it, man.
Oh, wow, you know what though? I need to reevaluate our friendship. Then, if that's the case.
Now you need to reevaluate what you will and won't do with hood rats.
Don't worry about where I stick my dick in. All right. You shouldn't worry about that. It ain't like I'm using your dick to fuck this girl. Okay, in all seriousness, no, I would not go ahead and like Adrian Broner is doing. I understand he's 23, 24, and he got millions, and he making it rain, and he fucking strippers. Nah, I wouldn't do that. But if Halle Berry came random at me, she would get the raw dick, though.
Because whatever consequences with Halle Berry, it really wouldn't matter.
Right.
And the same thing with JD, you probably do Gwyneth Paltrow raw dog, wouldn't you?
Oh, no, Scarlett.
Scarlett Johansson, I'm sorry. Scarlett Johansson, I know one of them white girls.
Hey, I just got to say, are y'all watching the Bears game?
No, I'm not.
No, I got the TV off right now. I can do this here. Then I'll turn the game off.
Good Lord.
Let me turn to it.
It's equipment. While we record this here, I want the people to hear this. Is it that bad? Because we don't know. You're in the know.
I'm in the know. It's real good.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess
I'll give the rundown real quick.
Go ahead.
First third down of the game, the Bears, Shea McClellan sacks Aaron Rodgers and knocks him out, and he has to go to the locker room.
Whoa!
Second thing, Josh McCown goes down the field, and the Bears scored a touchdown on a 15-yard pass to Brandon Marshall. Third thing, Seneca Wallace, who is the new Packers quarterback, just got intercepted by Julius Peppers.
He's still in the fucking league?
Seneca Wallace, yeah, he is.
Jalen Rose said, he's one of them guys that keep getting checks. He finds a way to keep getting checks. How is he still in the league after what he did in, what was it, in Seattle? And he barely, oh my God.
Is Aaron Rodgers? Is Aaron Rodgers out for the game?
No, they haven't. They haven't given an update yet. But he has a shoulder issue, and it's questionable to return.
Hey, our backup playing their backup. It's only fair.
Oh wow, that's good way to end off the show.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk.
Well, are we still friends, Jeff?
Yeah, definitely, man. You redeemed yourself a great deal. I wasn't worried.
But what if I said yes? I do raw dog random.
Oh, I would just get off the show at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah,
that's fucked up. That's the ain't a true friend, and man, you're supposed to be there from the good times and the bad times.
That's burned up, huh?
That's literally, yeah. It's hot like the Zaire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yo, jump off fans. We hope you've enjoyed our latest and greatest episode. This was very free flowing. I really enjoyed it, fellas. Did y'all enjoy it?
Of course.
It's been a while since we had us together. You know, JD off doing Steven Spielberg, nigga. You know him.
Steven Spielberg, nigga.
You know him. You know, and Jeff doing whatever he does. I don't know. He sells bootleg insurance. That's why Obamacare ain't working right now.
Best in the world is what I work for.
Okay, top flight security. The worst top flight insurance in the world, Craig. You know, Jeff over here selling bootleg insurance.
First of all, I don't sell. I'm not in sales, man.
That's what he's saying
I'm an analyst.
That's why
I'm an analyst.
Yes. He analyzes his sales once he's done. You know, that's why Obamacare ain't working, because niggas like Jeff's on the bootleg shit.
niggas like Jeff. Obamacare ain't working.
Yeah.
You need to help him. You in IT. Help them with that site, man. Get that shit up and running, dog.
Hey, we can't help him. He hired some Canadian firm that's using 10-year-old legacy information. Yes, I do know that.
Are you serious?
Like, they hired a, I mean, I love Brock. But the White House and the staff hired some firm in Canada, and they built the platform on legacy infrastructure that's ten years ago.
Wow.
What do you expect when you do some shit like that?
Maybe they was on the budget.
But let me tell you, people, real fast though, 3 seconds. Well, I work in applications. When you roll a new application, shit's gonna be fucked up. So I see this in the last 13 years of my life. So I wasn't tripping. So people. If people who work in IT would tell you the same shit, you're all new application is going to be fucked up in the beginning, just relax. It's going to work eventually.
Yeah.
All right? You ain't got a broken limb, you know, and you're trying to go there. Just don't keep going to county. You'll be all right. By next year, you'll be good.
Wow.
That's my parting words. Go to county. 2014, you'll be straight.
Shout out to Stroger.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we will holler at y'all next week. Peace and love. Jump off.
Peace, love.
Jump.
Off. He forgot.
Great show, fellas. Look, what you want, pump, double clip, pump, ride, slump, jump off, homie, jump off. All these haters on my, won't jump off. All the streets need is jump off, jump off.